USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues to spread, the federal government is said to have an unreleased plan to start opening up parts of the country beginning on the 1st of May. The CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, speaking this morning about what he thinks needs to happen in order to safely reopen the United States.
We and the task force are aggressively working through the best options as to help assist the states as they begin to reopen our country one state at a time.
Police in Germany say they've arrested four suspected ISIS members who are planning to target U.S. forces there. It's believed the men arrested today in western Germany were getting instructions from ISIS leaders in Afghanistan and Syria. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Democratic White House frontrunner finally lands a big endorsement, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
After months of silence, former President Obama has surfaced to endorse Joe Biden for his old job.
Through all his trials, he's never once forgotten the values or the moral fiber that his parents passed on to him and that made him who he is.
The New York Times says Obama had several lengthy conversations with Bernie Sanders, urging him to step aside.
The government says millions of Americans should start seeing their coronavirus stimulus money arrive today. The Treasury Department says the $1,200 payments will be hitting the accounts of over 80 million people. The first payment started rolling out on Friday. The payments are part of the federal government's $2 trillion aid package as the pandemic is roiling the U.S. economy. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the restaurant business struggles during the coronavirus pandemic, many are trying to figure out how they'll operate when the country reopens. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
As stay-at-home and social distancing orders across the United States have slowed the spread of the coronavirus, they've put restaurant dining on hold, forcing many to close and leaving others barely surviving. Restaurant Impossible host Chef Robert Irvine tells Fox News some of the things restaurants can do to prepare and what we can expect as a new normal when it comes to restaurants after things are opened back up for business.
Well, I think, first of all, if you've got a big restaurant, you're going to fill a third of that. If you've got a small restaurant, you're probably going to fill half of it. The biggest problem we're going to face right now is consumer confidence, number one. And number two is having to redirect all our thought process into what was is gone and what is new is brand new. You know, new menus, new social distancing rules. What do we do in the kitchen to make the consumer feel comfortable? Is it masks? Obviously, it's masks. We already wear gloves. Are we allowing people into the kitchen? Good question. Do they want to see that you're doing things safely? Yes, they do.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.